Have you ever heard of a magic potion that would make you young beyond your fondest dreams? Especially if you have snow in your hair? Well, that's what Papa Johnson and the Professor Potash have. At least, that's what they say they have. Visit Chickasola with us. In a moment, the choo-choo will pull out from the station, but let's stop a moment here before we fire up the engines. And now we've chugged into Chickasola town. Well, Papa Johnson is still in the hoosegow. It might be a good idea if they would keep Papa Johnson in the hoosegow, because that's where he's headed on a second count. However, Papa Johnson is after that eternal easy dollar. He's talking now with his friend and advisor, the Professor Potash, who is accompanied by the lawyer Philpotts. Oh, the scene? The county jail. Or at least a cell in the county jail.
Well, I say this. Of all the advisors, if somebody got to give them advice, you all is the bestest.
Well, Johnson, as an attorney at law, as a legal man, I should say no. I should say absolutely hands off of any potion that will turn a gray-haired man's hair black. Especially by taking it inwardly. There are many things that you can rub on the hair. But this thing that you drink inwardly, that you take orally, as the medical term is described, and turns your hair black from the inside, that is something, Johnson. And no ethics or no legal barments or anything else is going to stop me from joining hands with you and working hand in hand with my dear old pal.
Oh, excuse me for butting in like this, Miss Philpotts, because I know Miss Johnson, he's susceptible to almost any proposal that we propose to him, ain't you, Miss Johnson? Anything that we propose as a pops at you, are you susceptible to it, ain't you?
The word is acceptable, Professor.
And I mean is acceptable, ain't you, Miss Johnson?
Oh, yeah. The main thing to do, though, first off, before y'all do anything else and go beating around the mulberry bush and all that, the first thing to do is get me out of this jail. Now, this ain't no place for somebody who's going to change the whole face of the world.
Are you right about that, Mr. Lawyer?
Johnson, I will have a writ of habeas corpus in the hands of the judge within the hour.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
Professor?
Huh?
What is the habeas corpus?
Oh, the habeas corpus?
Yeah.
Well, habeas, that's Latin, that's a Latin phrase meaning he or male. Habeas mean male, and corpus. That's a Latin phrase meaning corpse.
Well, what do you say he gonna do? What did the lawyer say he gonna do?
He said that he would have a habeas corpus in the hands of the judge within the hour.
According to you, that means that he's going to have a male corpse in the hands of the judge.
Yes, sir. Is that what he said?
You don't reckon he's going to get so excited over this thing that he's going out there and kill somebody and nothing like that, does you?
I don't know, Miss Johnson. I never seen his eyes pop and crackle and kindle the way he did when we told him about this potion. Especially when I took a little nip of it and he seen my gray hair turn black right under his nose.
Goodness. I don't want nobody killed over this thing, Professor. Maybe we better tell everybody what this stuff is.
Oh, Miss Jolin, if you're going to do that now, you're going to mess everything up.
How do it work?
And, Miss John, it's just a question of oxidization. That's all it. And what you got to do is rub a little of the oxidizer on the hair about 5 minutes before you take the potion. And then when you take the potion, 5 minutes later, if you got gray hair, it'll turn black for a few minutes.
How long do it take it?
Well, about 1 minute after you take the potion. You saw me do it.
One minute after you take the potion, the gray hair turned black.
You really don't have to take the potion at all. That ain't got nothing to do with it, Miss John. It's that oxidizer that you puts on your head 5 minutes before you take the potion to do the job. Taking the potion, that just makes it look good, you know. It's a fine-looking thing to see somebody take a few swallows or something and then the gray hair turn black on them.
Yeah, but that ain't nothing to kill nobody over.
No, sir. You wouldn't think that a lawyer of his caliber would go out there and come with a corpus delicti that way, would you? I mean, just to prove the point or something.
How is putting a male corpse, putting a male corpse in the hands of the judge, how that going to help me?
I mean, John, I ain't got no legal head. You got to have a legal head to know how them things work. Just like the corpuscles with the neckties. I don't know why anybody want to put a necktie on a corpuscle, but it does it.
Seemed to me like anybody had a bit of sense in the world, though, they wouldn't go around killing somebody just to prove a point.
And now that's what I say, that's the reason I don't like the legal entanglements that you get in. It seems like that, in every legal entanglement that folks get in, the only ones that come out at unscarred is the lawyers. They come out at unscarred and richer, and the folks that is in the thing, they comes out of it scarred and poorer.
And that's the truth. That is the truth. Everybody that go to court, they get the worst of it, and the lawyers get the best of it.
Yeah, but they will go to court, though.
But I don't like this business of killing somebody.
Neither do I. Oh, yeah, he come back. Don't say nothing. Ain't none of our business, you know.
No, but I didn't know he was that kind of fella.
Well, Johnson, I personally delivered the corpus delicti to the judge, and he has very gratefully and graciously allowed me to personally turn the lock, turn the key, and let you out.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, lawyer. Wait a minute. No, lawyer, put the keys back. Listen, I don't want you to let me out.
What's the matter with you, Johnson?
Ain't nothing the matter with me.
What do you mean there's nothing the matter with you? I went to the judge personally, and I went to all of the trouble of making up a... Well, after all, Johnson, it isn't easy.
I know it ain't easy.
Well, then what are you acting this way for?
Well, I just don't like the Hebrew's coffers business.
Johnson, if it wasn't for Hebrew's coffers, lawyers couldn't exist.
They couldn't?
No.
Oh.
Well, can I ask one question, please? Who was the Hebus Corpus?
Who was the Hebus Corpus?
Yes, sir. Did you mind telling us who the victim was?
Now, that's a silly question. You know who he was as well as I do.
Oh. I mean, is he a friend of mine?
Professor, don't be so ignorant. Of course he's a friend of yours. You've been friends for years.
Does I know him?
Johnson, how can you ask me a question like that? Do you know him? I refuse to answer. If you don't want me to let you out, I'll have the jailer come back here and let you out. So long.
He done killed one of our best friends.
And what happens after that makes up the fun of the Johnson family for the same time tomorrow. I'll be back in a moment. This is your writer, actor, producer on the Johnson family, Jimmy Scribner. Yes, I do take all the parts, saying thanks for today. See you tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody.